You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. Got a fun episode for you today. The fantasy playoffs are just around the corner, so we're talking about the players with the best and worst schedules. Plus, Matt Okada is going to drop by with his top waiver wire targets for the week. Let's start talking, though, about some of these playoff matchups. We are just a few weeks away from the start of the fantasy playoffs in most leagues. In a lot of leagues, weeks 15 through 17 are the postseason. So that means you got basically 2 weeks left to kind of get yourself right and get yourself into the playoffs if you are sitting on the bubbles. We're looking at a couple of guys, one with a good schedule, one with a bad schedule. Who do you like down the stretch, or who do you like, I guess, into the playoffs for fantasy?
Dak Prescott. Not only has he been the hottest quarterback walking the planet, since week six, he is one game with fewer than 24 fantasy points, and he has 28 or more in every game but one since week eight. Like, he's been red hot. But look at his fantasy playoff schedule. Buffalo, Miami, Detroit. Not only are those three favorable matchups that can be, you can put up passing game numbers against them, they all have an offense on the other side that will be able to put up points against the Cowboys, even with their stout defense. Like, Dak is going to have to throw, going to have to put up numbers because the other side will be putting up numbers. He's an MVP candidate. I don't want to hear who is he beating. He's going to beat some of those teams in that stretch and be an MVP candidate and probably win a whole bunch of you fantasy titles during that run.
Man, the MVP conversation is such a moving target, but Dak is very much in it. I'm going to go with a guy in his same division at the running back spot, DeAndre Swift. And it's really frustrating if you have DeAndre Swift because sometimes the Eagles just stop going to him. And then they give him the ball a couple times in a row, and he breaks off a couple long runs, or he's a nice catch and run, and you're like, why don't they give this guy the ball more? We saw it a little bit yesterday, too, against the Bills, where he had a couple of really nice plays and really helped move the ball for the Eagles. You look down the stretch, 15, 16, 17. You got the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Cardinals. Those are three really peak matchups. And, you know, look, I don't know how the Eagles are going to play things. They are going to lock up a playoff spot really soon if they haven't already. Whether or not they have the one seed locked up, that remains to be seen. They've got a tough one with the 49ers this week. That'll go a long way toward determining that. And even then, I don't know if Nick Sirianni is just going to suddenly sit all of his guys. But DeAndre Swift has a really great opportunity in those final weeks of the fantasy season to make some big plays for you. On the other side, who has a schedule that you're not so thrilled about?
James Conner. One, James Conner hasn't been playing good football as of late, and it's not really on him, but him and Kyler Murray both returned week 10. Conner has less than 9 fantasy points in all 3 games. He is not being utilized in the passing game. All the goal line opportunities are going to Kyler or Clayton Toon. But then look at this schedule that he has in the playoffs. The 49ers in week 15, the Bears in week 16, and the Eagles in week 17. We know the Niners and the Eagles are the hardest matchup for a running back. Don't tell the Bills that, they kept trying to run up the middle yesterday. The 49ers, I would say, are a top two or three toughest matchup for a running back. The Bears might look like an easy one. They've allowed the fewest rushing yards to running backs since like week 7, I believe it is. They only struggle against pass catching running backs. And James Conner, since he's returned, has 6 receiving yards. So I think Conner might just be a player that you bench for the duration of the fantasy playoffs if you have the option to do so.
Yeah, and that stinks because he was so good early in the season. He's been such a key part, I think, of a lot of fantasy teams. A solid RB2 for a lot of teams, and it's going to be tough sledding in the playoffs. Scary Terry has been scaring a lot of defenses recently, but I'm a little bit scared of having him in my lineup in the fantasy playoffs. He's got the Rams, the Giants, and the 49ers. I know we look at the Giants, we're like, oh, it's the Giants, but against the pass, they've been very good. We know how good the 49ers are. The Rams have a young secondary, but they have found ways to kind of put the clamps on some wide receivers. Throw in the fact that Sam Howell has spread the ball around. Yeah, McLaurin is the number one receiver, at least on paper, but we've seen Jahan Dotson get involved. We've seen some Curtis Samuel games. They're getting so many different guys involved. Brian Robinson's had big receiving games. Antonio Gibson's going to catch the football. There's no one place that they're going to go with the ball, and that alone makes it a little bit nervous time. Then you throw in the matchups, and I get it. It's hard to get away from Terry McLaurin, but I don't love what the outlook is going to be for him throughout the fantasy playoffs. Just, it seems like a little bit of a scary situation for Scary Terry. It's been frustrating for McLaurin this year.
Yeah, like his quarterback's leading the league in yards, and it's just been an up and down type of year for him. Frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely frustrating as well. Let's get some of the top waiver wire targets for week 13. Our pal Matt Okada's put together his list for the week. At quarterback, Derek Carr, just hope he doesn't get inside the red zone, but that's a different story. Russell Wilson, who is playing some really good football right now. Jordan Love, who has stepped up his game. Baker Mayfield, who has kept Mike Evans afloat as well. Running back, Chuba Hubbard, Zach Moss. Yeah, Zach Moss still hanging around. Keaton Mitchell, Ty Chandler. Just a note that both Mitchell and Chandler on a bye this week, but worth stashing. Tyjae Spears in Tennessee, Ezekiel Elliott. Maybe worth a stash there in New England. Wide receiver, Jaden Reed, Curtis Samuel, Greg Dortch. Get Dortched in Arizona. Jackson Smith and Jigba playing better in Seattle. Jalen Hyatt, Khalil Shakir also in play. Pat Freiermuth at the tight end spot and Isaiah Likely, especially with Mark Andrews out for the rest of the season. Time to welcome in our pal Matt Okada, who writes the Waiver Wire column. You can find it every week at NFL.com/waiver wire. One thing I want to correct, though, before we dive into this. I said that part of the schedule for Terry McLaurin had the Giants. I meant the Jets as the other New York team. If you were watching the video show, then that was correct on the screen. It was me that fouled it up. So apologies on that one. All right, Matt, let's get into this one because coming up in week 13, it is one last Bye-mageddon, which is great just before the fantasy playoffs hit. We've got the Ravens, the Bills, the Bears, the Raiders, the Vikings, and the Giants. 6 teams out, a lot of key pieces out, so a lot of people will need waiver wire help. So let's start at quarterback. Derek Carr has basically been Derek Carr this year, which is to say it's not awful, but it's not great. But in a pinch with 6 teams on a bye, I would imagine, Matt, a lot of folks will need a guy like Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's pretty much the perfect summary, Marcus. he's been a kind of a low ceiling streamer option who's somewhat consistent, kind of like a Baker Mayfield a little bit. But we are all in trouble between injuries and byes these days. So I think Carr is in play. Here's my take. He's hit 300 plus passing yards in 4 of his last 5 games. And he's thrown multiple touchdowns 3 times since week 5. But for some reason, he's only managed to put those marks together once. And that was in week 8 against the Colts. And he scored 18 fantasy points and was a great fantasy option. I think he can do that again in week 13 against the Lions. So if you're streaming through this Bye-mageddon, I think he's a play. Over their last 5 games, Detroit's defense has given up 23 fantasy points per game to QBs, and that includes a 4-point stinker by Jimmy Garoppolo, bringing the numbers down. They all, besides Garoppolo, hit 21 plus points, And Jordan Love posted 27 on Thanksgiving. So I think Carr is absolutely in play. I definitely feel better if Chris Olave clears the concussion protocol. So keep an eye on that, because losing his best weapon would not help with that ceiling. But I do believe he's a borderline QB1, and he's got a couple other good matchups down the stretch too, if you need a combo stream.
Yeah, he could help you in the bye week, but no one's going to get you more hype than Jameis Winston. I mean, you saw him rapping along to Ludacris on the sideline. But a lot of people are going to need quarterbacks, Okada. And Russell Wilson, not only getting done with his arm, running a little bit more as well.
He is. He's also not going to give you as much hype as Jameis Winston or Ludacris, because he's not that exciting either. But here's the thing. Yes, Wilson has not hit 20 fantasy points since week 4, and he's only averaging 176 passing yards per game over that span. But to your point, he has rediscovered his rushing ability in recent weeks. He's hit 30 plus yards on the ground in 5 of his last 7, and he scored with his legs on Sunday. He's also thrown 20 touchdowns on the year, which is the 5th most in the NFL. Pretty surprising. Thank you, Cortland Sutton, for a lot of that. I think in the right matchups, he can cobble the pieces together and be a fantasy starter. And oh my goodness, are the matchups coming. Here are his opponents for the rest of the season and their schedule-adjusted rank against quarterback. Texans, 25th. Chargers, 32nd. Lions, 28th. Patriots, 5th. You can skip that one. And Chargers, reminder, 32nd, again in championship week. Oh my goodness. I think you can play Russell Wilson almost the entirety of the rest of the season with that ground game ability, bringing back his floor. I think he's a viable stream.
I mean, look, I thought Russ was going to have a, you know, kind of a renaissance last season. It didn't happen. I was skeptical this year. So maybe I can just tell myself that I was a little bit early. I was just a year ahead of schedule with Russell Wilson. Time for a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Carolina's a mess, Matt. They fire their head coach who had given up play calling duties, then took them back. Now he's gone. Who knows what's going to happen with the passing game. Bryce Young is struggling. The offensive line is bad. But there's Chuba Hubbard, who's made Miles Sanders expendable. It's not exciting, but he is the RB1, it looks like, down there for the Panthers.
Yeah, he is, and he has been now for a while, and the results have not really followed, which is kind of the disappointing part, and I don't really blame the people who've dropped him all over NFL.com and otherwise fantasy leagues. But I will throw this out there to your point about Reich. We have seen coaching shakeups this year a few times in Buffalo, in Vegas, in Pittsburgh this last week. Pretty much all of them ended up being positive for the team. And it's not that hard to be positive when you start as low as the Panthers have set the bar. They have been utterly just atrocious on offense, really entirely. And so I think the bar can only go up from here. And we can also look at week 12 for a glimmer of hope from Hubbard. He got involved in the passing game big time. 45 plus yards both on the ground and through the air. And he scored a touchdown and top 20 fantasy points in total. And yes, Miles Sanders did get 16 opportunities of his own, but he was abysmal on those opportunities. 28 yards on all 16 chances put together. Hubbard continued to show his superior efficiency. He flashed that passing game upside that we heard Carolina wanted from Sanders coming into the season. So I think Hubbard is the guy that they wanted from the beginning. I think they continue to ride him more. And if this offense can take a step forward with a little bit of a shakeup, as other teams have, I think Hubbard has big upside down the stretch.
Speaking of big upside, the fantasy Twitter community has all come on board the Keaton Mitchell hype train. And it never happens where the fantasy community swings and misses when we all get excited for a prospect. But it might actually be happening here for Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Don't fact check us. And by the way, we set up with all the three boring guys so that Keaton Mitchell could be extra exciting here. So that was you got through all of that slog to get to this. He is electric. And imagine this, Ravens. You give him 11 touches on Sunday Night Football. He gives you 89 yards. And what Keaton Mitchell is in my opinion, the latest piece of evidence to support a proposition that I have. Listen up, Roger and all the team owners. NFL coaching staff should hire fantasy analysts as talent spotters because we all seem to know who the best players are while the coaches seem to struggle to figure it out. We knew Mitchell was the best back on the team weeks ago. It feels like Harbaugh and Monken maybe are now figuring it out. If they're watching the same tape I am and you guys are, Mitchell should get 15 plus opportunities a game moving forward. And if he does in this offense with his explosiveness, that is legitimately top five fantasy running back potential. You must roster him even heading into their bye. And I think he'll be a viable start coming out of it against the Rams while we see what happens with his touches and then could be an auto start rest of season.
Yeah, I mean, he has looked really good. Just a big play waiting to happen there in Baltimore. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, they've got a group of really young wide receivers who are all sort of battling for opportunity and attention. But it seems, Matt, like Jaden Reed is the guy who really is standing out amongst that group. And if there's a Packer receiver to have, it looks right now like Reed seems to be the guy.
Yeah, I agree. It would be nicer if those five or six other guys weren't around taking bits and pieces here and there, because I think Jaden Reed would be a stud if that wasn't the case. But I do believe, like you're saying, he is stepping above the pack, no pun intended. And he made the waiver column and the podcast segment and my Thanksgiving preview article last week. And he came through on Thanksgiving with 15 fantasy points against the Lions. That's a touchdown and 15 plus in each of his last three games. And he's averaging 75 scrimmage yards per game over that span. And once again, he was right in the mix with Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs in routes run on Thursday and led the team with 8 targets. Plus, he's still involved in the run game, which is a nice wrinkle. It gives him a couple extra fantasy points. Every once in a while, it brings him an extra touchdown. I think we have yet to see the true upside he could reach if the Packers feature him more. Shout out my fantasy talent spotter idea. But even if his role stays par for the course, he is a viable flex play who should absolutely be rostered. And if they do start making him more of a consistent number one, he could be a league winner.
Speaking of potentially could be a league winner, one game for the Pittsburgh Steelers with a new play caller, Pat Freiermuth goes out and puts up a career high in yards. What are we making of this?
Yeah, we all thought maybe this was going to be George Pickens or Jaylen Warren breakout. In fact, it was Pat frickin' Freiermuth breakout. And once again, we all drafted him in fantasy as a top 10 tight end back in the summer, and he did absolutely nothing in Matt Canada's offense all year, and then one game into the post-Canada era, their first game with 400 yards in, what was it, like 3 years, 4 years? He led the team with 11 targets, 9 catches, 120 yards. It was the most catches any Steeler has posted in a game all year, and it turned into 21 fantasy points, which is tops of the position as we speak right now. I don't think we can expect this kind of production every week of this new era, but even half of that production would be startable in fantasy. And once he adds some touchdowns down the stretch, I think he is a locked and loaded starter. If this offense stays as it looked this past week, you have to add him, even if you are okay at tight end, stash him away to steal him from other managers in your league or as a backup.
Seems like tight ends are the flavor of the week in the AFC North. Unfortunately, we lost Mark Andrews for the rest of the season. A lot of people loved Isaiah Likely last year. And look, I know he didn't have a great game necessarily on Sunday night, but he's a guy who's going to get targets. And that's pretty much all you need from a tight end, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised that Likely was not more heavily added last week following the season ending injury to Mark Andrews and what we saw from Likely last year when Andrews was out. He's currently sitting at 16% rostership on NFL.com, and I don't know how much that number will jump after he caught four balls for 40 yards and 8 fantasy points on Sunday Night Football, which is all respectable but not super exciting. Here's the thing. Lamar Jackson completed just 18 passes for 177 yards on Sunday, looking kind of shaky against an uncharacteristically competent Chargers defense. And even with that reduced production, Likely led the team in receiving yards and was second in targets to Zay Flowers. If 8 points is the floor, that's a pretty respectable floor for a fantasy tight end. And when Lamar gets going again, which he has, and when this Ravens offense starts scoring again, which they will, 2 touchdowns last night is incredibly odd for them. Likely has huge upside. I put him in a similar tier to Freiermuth where you really need to add him even going into his bye. And then we'll see how much he starts down the stretch.
Yeah, we're always happy to have tight ends who can be even mildly productive, and Isaiah Likely fits into that category. Matt Okada, you can follow him on Twitter at Matt Okada. Check out the article at NFL.com/waiverwire. Matt, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Tomorrow, we're previewing the first chunk of the Week 13 slate of games. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, the biggest lie you can tell yourself is, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.